好，我们看十九章。
And now let's look at chapter 19.
约伯记十九章。
Let's look at Job chapter 19.
啊，这是啊约伯来回答比勒达的哈啊他的谈论。
And here it is Job's response to Bildad's speech.
啊，这一章的重点是约伯信心的突破。
And so the main theme of this chapter is the breakthrough of faith of Job.
啊，第一段约伯还是谈到他的苦境。
And in the first part, Job still talks about his state of suffering.
啊，他谈到说他受苦啊，是因为受到神的攻击。
And he said that he suffered because the hand of God was against him.
啊，但是我重点要放在第二段。
But my main point will be on the second section.
他信心的突破。
It is the breakthrough of the faith of Job.
好，我曾讲过哈，我们不要只看到他这个过程当中讲这一句话，我们要看整体哦。
And I often say we should look at the book of Job as a whole, not just one or two verses.
这病痛苦难当中的人哦，他的这个心情啊是起起伏伏的哦。
So a person within his affliction, his emotional state goes up and down.
啊，但是，毕竟他这个过程当中，他会慢慢调整，他会慢慢进步。
But he will slowly and steadily improve through this whole process.
哦，一开始哦是震荡很大。哦，那个哈、哦，很有信心，但是一下子又跌到谷底哦。
And at first there may be peaks and valleys, and there is a high distance between a person's emotional ranges.
但是慢慢的哈、哦，慢慢的哈、哦，它这个震荡哈、哦，震荡这个起伏就越来越小哈、哦，会趋于啊稳定。
And slowly it will become more and more stable.
哦，因为它慢慢成长。
Because he slowly grows and matures.
哦，十九章的二十三节到二十九节。
Chapter 19, verse 23 to 29.
这是约伯信心的突破。
This is the breakthrough of faith of Job.
他深信啊，真理终必显明。
And he believes that the truth will be revealed in the end.
23节到24节是他的愿望。
And in verse 3 and verse 24, it records the hopes of Job.
23节。
23.
唯愿我的言语写在啊写现在写上。都记在书上二十四节
24.
用铁笔镌刻用铅灌在磐石上直存到永远
23 and 24 Oh that my words were written Oh that they were inscribed in a book 24 Oh that with an iron pen and lead They were engraved in the rock forever
他希望他现在讲的话可以写在书上
And he hoped that everything he has said Will be inscribed in a book
记录下来
And to be written down.
甚至、哦、可以用铁笔、啊、和铅灌、哦、用铁笔镌刻、哦、用那个铅、啊哦、灌字、啊、
And to even engrave them in a rock using an iron pen and lead.
可以存到永远。
So that they could last forever.
为什么？他知道真相有一天会显明。
Because he knows that the truth will be revealed in the end.
他深信到最后他一定会得到神的救恩。
He truly believes that in the end he will receive the salvation of God.
虽然他现在讲的话，三个朋友都不相信，不接受。
Even though the three friends did not accept the words that he spoke now.
啊，所以连这个这么好的朋友，他都不相信、不接受，他可以跟谁讲？谁愿意接受？谁愿意听？
And so even the three friends, his three best friends were unwilling to accept and unwilling to believe.
所以他说
Who else could he speak to?
那现在就写下来。
And so he said, I will write them.
哦，到后来哈、哦。啊、人一定、哦、会、啊、历史、哦、时间历史会证明一切啦
and history and time will prove everything
其实这也是我当传道来、哦、一直来我秉持一个理念
and this is often the mentality I had held after becoming a preacher
有些时候我觉得很受委屈
and sometimes I feel like I am accused by others
有些时候我觉得被误解
and sometimes I feel like I am sometimes other people understand me wrongly.
很多时候都想要说清楚讲明白。
Sometimes I really want to say clearly what my intentions were.
但是后来没有。
But in the end, I did not.
因为我体验一句话。
Because I have experienced a word.
个人荣辱事小，教会和睦事大。
So that every one of our own emotions fade away and the church will gain in unity.
我来当传道目的就是要造就教会。
And the purpose of me becoming a preacher is to edify the church.
如果我为了要来坚持 要来显明我自己的这个公义，还是说我合理的地方。
If I wanted to show what right I have done or the righteousness that I had done,
结果啊就产生争执。
And if this causes disputes,
教会失去和睦。
And the church no longer has unity,
这个我承担不起。
I cannot bear this.
这个也不是我来当传道的目的。
And this is not my intention of becoming a preacher.
哦，所以我从开始当传道的第一年，这句话就让我深深体验，也放在我的心中。
And so therefore I put these words into my heart the first year I became a preacher.
就让我的生命用时间来证明一切。
And I will use the time in my life to prove everything.
路遥知马力。
And by a long journey, we can know how strong, how much stamina a horse has.
日久见人心。
And through a long time, you can look and understand a person's heart.
多说无益。
And just by speaking many words, this will not bring any benefit.
就用自己的生命来证明一切。
So I will use my life to prove everything.
哦，是不是一路走来始终如一？
And so no matter this whole, on this whole journey, I have always remained the same.
哦，所以现在约伯的情这个情况大概是这样啊。
And so this is what Job was feeling at this point.
哦，多说无益，再说只是争执而已嘛。
And it is not good for me to speak anything more. It would only cause disputes among us.
也不必要。
And this is unneeded.
哦，特别我们教会是我们属灵的大家庭。
Especially the church is a great spiritual family.
教会是我的家。
The church is my home.
我爱教会。
I love the church.
所以有些哈、哦、苦楚，我们也不必，我们也老实讲，我们也不会去讲。
And so sometimes the bitterness within our hearts, we will not pour it out to others.
就好像我爱我的家。
This is how I love my house.
我爱我的太太，我爱我的儿女。
I love my wife. I love my son and daughter.
啊，那因为我爱我太我的家我的儿女，我在这个家庭当中可能我有委屈，你会去讲吗？
So if I love my whole family, even though there were some bitter things in my heart, or I misunderstood, would I say that?
你不会去讲。
You would not say it.
因为我爱我的家。
Because I love my family.
我爱我的太太。
I love my wife.
我爱我的儿女。
I love my children.
教会是我的家。
The church is my home.
我的家就是教会。
And my home is the church.
所以我说、哦、个人荣辱事小。
And so that's why every emotion that we have, just let it fade, slowly fade away.
教会和睦是大。
And the unity of the church is the greatest.
一样嘛，用家庭来讲，个人荣辱事小，家庭和睦是大。
And so on a unit of a family, if everyone puts their emotions away, there will be unity and peace in the family.
如果要坚持，家里面的人要坚持说，是我对，是你不对。
And everyone in the family wanted to hold on saying, I'm right, you're wrong.
好，理让我争来了，对不对？
And you,
我有理，你无理，你没有理吗？
And I am in the right, you are in the wrong.
但是理让我争来了，但是我失去了情感呢。
But even though I am in the right, I lose the emotion, I lose love.
家人的情感就破碎了。
And this love of a family shatters and falls apart.
哦，所以家庭啊，里面只有两个结果。
And so within a family, there is only two outcomes.
夫妻关系也只有两种结果。
And there are only two outcomes of a relationship between husband and wife.
不是双输就是双赢，没有说哎你输我赢，没有啊，不是双输就是双赢啦。
There's only lose and lose and win and win. There's no win and loses at the same time.
哦，所以我们要让它双赢，不要让它双输。
So we need to have a win-win situation instead of both losing.
约伯他的愿望啊，神没有让他失望。
And Job's hope was not in vain. God did not let him down.
真的是写在书上。
Yes, they were written in the book.
真的是用铁笔镌刻，而且是用铅罐，直到永远。
They were engraved in the book. They were engraved in the book using iron pen and lead forever.
好，看雅各书五章第十节。
Let's turn to the book of James, chapter 5, verse 10.
雅各书五章第十节。
Book of James, chapter 5, verse 10.
第十节。
Verse 10.
弟兄们，你们要把那先前奉主名说话的众先知当作能受苦忍耐的榜样。十一节。
11。
那先前忍耐的人，我们称为他是有福的。你们听见过约伯的忍耐，也知道主给他的结局，显明主是满心怜悯，大有慈悲。
Verse 10 and 11. As an example of suffering and patience, brothers, take the prophets who spoke in the name of the Lord. Verse 11, Behold, we consider those blessed who remain steadfast. You have heard of the steadfastness of Job, and you have seen the purpose of the Lord, how the Lord is compassionate and merciful.
哦，后来的雅各长老。
So later on, Elder James.
他受圣灵的感动。
Through the movement of the Holy Spirit.
他不是当代的人呢。
And he was not in Job's generation.
哦，约伯是旧约哦，很前面古老时代的人哦。
Job was one of the ancient people in the Old Testament.
雅各长老为什么知道这个事情？
How did Elder James know this?
圣灵感动。
The Holy Spirit moved him.
哦，让过去约伯他的这个对神的这个信心愿望。
So that the faith and the hope of Job towards God in the past.
神没有让他失望。
God did not let Job down.
这是记在书上。
And this was engraved in the
book. 存到永远。
And this is to be laid forever.
雅各时代的人在读。
Even in the time of Elder James, they
read again. 我们这个时代的人也在读。
And even in our generation, we are reading again.
以后世代的人继续读。
And the latter generation will continue to read.
不是存到永远吗？
Isn't this lasting forever?
这个就是他的信心。
And this is the faith of Job.
信心的愿望。
This is the faith of Job and his hope.
好，我们再看回来。约伯记。
And let's turn back to the book of Job.
19:25-27.
Book of Job, chapter 19, verse 25 to 27.
他对神的信心。
And this shows his faith towards God.
刚刚是他对神的愿望了。
And 23 and 24, we're talking about his hopes.
25节。
25.
我知道我的救赎主活着。末了必站立在地上。26节。
26.
我这皮肉灭绝之后，我必在肉体之外得见神。27节。
27.
我自己要见他，亲眼要看他，并不像外人。我的心肠在我里面消灭了。
25. For I know that my Redeemer lives, and at the last he will stand upon the earth. 27. And after my skin has been thus destroyed, yet in my flesh I shall see God. 27. Whom I shall see for myself, and my eyes shall behold, and not another. My heart faints within me.
这里让我们看到他对神的信心。
And here records his faith towards God.
25节，他说：“我知道我的救赎主活着。”
Or I know that my Redeemer lives.
我们看约伯在成长哦。
And we can see Job's growth.
我们先看约伯记9:33.
Let's turn to Job chapter 9, verse 33.
9:33.
Chapter 9, verse 33.
我们中间没有听颂的人，可以向我们两照按手。
33. There is no arbiter between us who may lay his hand on us both.
这里，他一开始他讲说，他希望有一个听颂的人。
And here it says that he wishes there was an arbiter between them.
可以在他跟神之间两照按手，就是说可以来。透过他来跟神沟通了。
Who might lay his hand on us both, and this means that he hoped that there was a middle person in order for him to communicate with God.
好，慢慢的他成长了，这个听颂的人变成天上的见证人。
And later on, he grew, and this arbiter became the testimony in heavens.
看约伯记16:19.
Let's turn to the book of Job, chapter 16, verse 19.
16:19.
Chapter 16, verse 19.
现今在天有我的见证，在上有我的忠保。
19. Even now, behold, my witness is in heaven, and he who testifies for me is on high.
他原本是期待有一个听颂的人。
And before he used to wish for an arbiter.
就是地上的忠保嘛。
It is an arbiter between him and God.
但是他现在他说我知道在天上有我的见证，在上有我的忠保。
But now he says, even now, behold, my witness is in heaven, and he who testifies for me is on high.
所以他现在知道天上有一位见证人。
So he knows that he has a witness in heaven.
好，到十九章的时候，他知道 这位见证人就是现在他所说的救赎主。
And in verse 19, he knows that this witness is this redeemer in heaven.
所以我们看他信心一直在成长，一直在进步。
So we can see that his faith is slowly growing.
他说，我必在肉体之外得见神。
That I will see, yet in my flesh I shall see God.
他的信心已经让他看到以后他身体复活的那一天啊。
And his faith even allowed him to see when he was resurrected after the last day.
哦，他可以哦，亲眼睛跟神面对面呐。
That he can see God face to face.
哎，这也是他有在成长哦。
So this shows us that the faith of Job is growing.
他一开始说什么
？In the beginning, what did he say?
看约伯记十四章十四节。
Let's turn to the book of Job, chapter 14, verse 14.
约伯记十四章十四节。
Book of Job, chapter 14, verse 14.
14节。
14.
人若死了，岂能再活呢？我只要在有一切征战的日子，等我被释放的时候来到。
14. If man dies, shall he live again? All the days of my service I would wait, till my renewal shall come.
他说，人死了，就不能再活了。
And so here he says, if a man dies, shall he live again?
人死的什么都没有了。
Because after a man dies, there is nothing left behind.
但是他现在找到答案了。
But now he finds the answer.
他说，他在必在肉体之外得见神。
He says, yet in his flesh he shall see God.
我们看诗篇十七篇十五节。
Let's turn to Psalm 17, verse 15.
诗篇十七篇十五节。
Book of Psalms, chapter 17, verse 15.
十五节。
Verse 15.
至于我，我必在意中见你的面。我醒的时候得见你的形象，就心满意足了。
Verse 15. As for me, I shall behold your face in righteousness. When I awake, I shall be satisfied with your likeness.
这个就是敬畏神、对神有信心人的心满意足的人生。
And this is the life of satisfaction for those who believe in God.
所以这篇有两个心满意足啊。
And here there are two satisfactions.
十四节有一个心满意足的人生。
In verse 14, there is a life of satisfaction.
那是没有认识神的人心满意足的人生。
And those are the satisfactions of life of those who do not know God.
十五节是一个敬畏神的人心满意足的人生。
And in verse 15, it records, for those who revere God, this is the life that a person is satisfied with.
作诗的人说，我必在意中见神你的面。
And the psalmist has said, I shall behold your face in righteousness.
神就是公义的神。
God is righteous.
我行公义就可以住在神里面。
If I practice righteousness, I can dwell within God.
所以我现在可以见到神你的面。
So therefore, I shall behold your face.
但是说我醒的时候呢
？When I awake,
就是复活的时候了。
It means when I resurrect.
可以得见到神你的形象。
I shall see your likeness.
就是在荣耀当中与神见面。
It is to see God within His glory.
他说这样我就心满意足了。
And therefore, I shall be satisfied.
不是像十四节一般世人说我有很多的财产。
Just not like in verse 14 when common people who do not know God said that they take delight in possessions.
而且这些财产我用不完，又可以留给第二代、第三代。
And I cannot use up these possessions. I can leave it to the second or even the third generation.
这样我就心满意足了。
And therefore I shall be satisfied.
十四节的心满意足就是一般世人的心满意足。
And this verse 14 satisfaction is regarding those common people who live on earth.
所以我们看。这个约伯他的信心在这过程当中慢慢成长了。
So we can see that the faith of Job slowly matured during this process.
最后他对他的朋友一个警告。
In the end, he warned his friends.
我们看回来十九章的二十八节。
Let's turn back to Job chapter 19, verse 28.
你们说我们逼迫他，要他何等的要何等的重呢？惹事的根乃在乎他。二十九节，你们就当惧怕刀剑，因为愤怒惹动刀剑的刑罚，你们知道有报应啊，使你们知道有报应。
28 and 29. If you say, how will we pursue him? And the root of the matter is found in him. 29, be afraid of the sword, for wrath brings the punishment of the sword, that you may know there is a judgment.
约伯警告他的朋友,
Job has warned his friends,
不要一味将他的苦难归咎于他犯罪。
Don't blame his affliction on the matter that, and say that he has sinned.
神会审判他们哦。
Because God will judge them.
的确，到最后，神真的来责备约伯三个朋友。
And surely in the end, God rebuked his three friends.
来帮约伯伸冤呢。
And to proclaim justice for Job.
我们看约伯记四十二章第七节。
Let's turn to the book of Job, chapter 42, verse 7.
约伯记四十二章第七节。
Book of Job, chapter 42, verse 7.
第七节。
Verse 7.
耶和华神对约伯说话以后，就对提曼人以利华说：“我的怒气向你和你两个朋友发作，因你们议论我不如我的仆人约伯说的是。”
Verse 7, after the Lord had spoken these words to Job, the Lord said to Eliphaz the Temanite, my anger burns against you and against your two friends, for you have not spoken of me what is right, as my servant Job has.
到最后神向约伯三个朋友生气。
In the end, the Lord's anger was aroused, burns against Eliphaz and his two friends.
说你们议论我不如我的仆人约伯说的是。
And God said, for you have not spoken of me what is right, as my servant Job has.
所以神为约伯伸冤。
And so God has proclaimed justice for Job.
然后要约伯三个朋友带祭物去献祭。
And asked his three friends to go and offer an offering.
就是认罪悔改。
So that they will repent.
然后要约伯为他三个朋友祷告。
And he wanted Job to pray for them.
所以到最后神真的是为约伯伸冤。
So in the end, God gained justice for Job.
所以我们也不要急于为自己伸冤了哈。
So this is why we should not often do this for ourselves.
我们的理在天上啊。
Because what our reasoning is lies within heaven.
不一定要在地上要争理。
We do not have to fight over this on earth.
我们的理在天上。
That whatever we have done, it will be written in heaven.
所以到最后，神就为约伯伸冤。
So therefore, the Lord gave Job the justice he deserved.
好，最后我来做个结论哈。
And in the end, I will make a conclusion.
彼得前书第一章。
The book of First Peter, chapter 1.
彼得前书第一章第八节。
Book of First Peter, chapter 1, verse 8.
第八节。
Verse 8.
你们虽然没有见过他，却是爱他。如今虽不得看见，却因信他有说不出来满有荣光的大喜乐。第九节，
9.
并且得着你们信心的果效，就是灵魂的救恩。
Verse 8 and verse 9, though you have not seen him, you love him. Though you do not now see him, you believe in him and rejoice with joy that is inexpressible and filled with glory. Verse 9, obtaining the outcome of your faith, the salvation of your souls.
这里说信心的果效。
And here it records the fruit of your faith.
就是灵魂的救恩。
It is the salvation of our souls.
约伯的信心就是这样。
And this likewise is the Job of faith.
第八节说，虽然你们还没有见过他。
And in verse 8 it says, though you have not seen him,
却是爱他。
You love him.
约伯现在的信心，神已经出现跟他讲话了吗？
And in terms of Job's faith, has God appeared to him and talked to him?
还没啊。
Not yet.
所以他说如今虽不得看见，却因信他有说不出来的满有荣光的大喜乐。
So therefore it says you believe in him and rejoice with joy that is inexpressible and filled with glory.
当然我们要得到最后的信心果效。
Of course we need to have the ultimate outcome of our faith.
我们的信心就要不断的成长。
And by thus trying to obtain that, our faith needs to continue to grow.
但是信心要成长，我们的信心要突破。
And by our faith growing, it means that our faith needs to have a breakthrough.
一开始约伯的信心就卡住了，有瓶颈卡住了嘛。
In the beginning, the faith of Job was in a bottleneck.
当他突破这个瓶颈。
But after it reached beyond that point,
他信心就不断的成长。
There was a breakthrough of faith, and his faith continued to grow.
到最后就得到信心的果效。
And in the end, he received the outcome of his faith.
就是灵魂的救恩。
It is the salvation of, their, of his soul.
唱诗。
Let's all sing hymn.
354首。
354。
救恩。